You know, less so than people think, because so many times I'm in some social situation and somebody says something funny or we're talking about something or other, and someone will look at me and say, oh, I can see the wheels turning. There's going to be a song coming out of this. And they're hardly ever right. I mean, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm at this point in my life especially, I'm a very lazy songwriter, but I've always been a lazy songwriter. I am not trying to write a bunch more songs. I've been writing songs for 45 years. You know, I probably will write, you know, another song. In fact, I just recently wrote a song and I'm working on another one now. But it's not like I'm just looking for every opportunity to write something clever.
Well, you say you're lazy, but you're prolific.
Well, I've consistently written about four songs a year over a period of about 45 years, and I don't necessarily do all those songs. Now, at the show on Mount Sequoia, I actually have a game plan. First of all, I might mention that Keith Grimwood from Trout Fishing in America is going to be playing with me, which will be really fun. And I have in mind two sets, and the first set, because I know there will be a lot of musicians in the audience, I'm going to do all songs about musicians or playing music. And some of these songs are songs I hardly ever do. Some of them are songs that people have heard. And then the second set I'm calling sort of Emily's Greatest Hits, and I'm going to do, you know, a lot of the songs that people associate me with, such as Shallow Into the Gene Pool and Pico de Gallo and Small, Medium, at Large and things like that. But there will probably be people at this concert who are not like my regular audience, so I'm hoping, in other words, that there will be people there to whom some of these better known songs of mine will actually be fresh songs. I think that may be the case.
Efren, I want to bring you in, and again, I never quite get the title right that you're using for this. You are you're not the organizer. You're not the curator. You are the.
We've been calling me the show manager.
Show manager.
Yeah, which means I don't do too much. I just make sure these guys show up and get set up on time and all that. And I do my best to introduce them, but my introductions are kind of awkward and stuff. But then again, people get a kick out of that awkwardness, I guess.
I would beg to differ. You know, when Efren was doing a songwriter series called Songs in the Ville at the UARC Theater, he was always apologizing for he was trying to sort of ask leading questions to the other songwriters that he would bring in to get them to talk about their music careers and their songwriting process and stuff. And he always told me he felt really awkward doing that. Well, he was great at it. And he's great at introducing people.
I'm
so,
sure he is.
Yeah.
Do you ever talk with other songwriters about the act of songwriting?
Efren and I have actually we sort of co-wrote one song, and we co-wrote with our friend Gary Schmidt another song. And that was a song that Gary gave to me. He and Efren had worked on it some years before and had kind of abandoned it, and he was sort of revisiting it and wondered if I might have some ideas, and I changed around quite a bit. And then Efren got back in the thing, and he changed some things, but Efren actually does that song sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And it wouldn't have been the song it is without
which song is
either
that?
Any of us.
It's not on Efren's new CD, but it's a song called Hurricane Coast of My Heart.
Right.
Yeah.
She gave you a nice little segue there. You do have a new CD, just like we mentioned. And you will have the CD release party at?
At Clap Auditorium.
Okay. May 6th.
On May the 6th.
And you'll play?
Efren has asked me to play bass, and I'm very honored to do so.
If you have someone who influences a song and it's somewhat, tongue-in-cheek or sarcastic or something, would you tell them that they're the inspiration?
Absolutely. Kyle, I have put real people's names. I mean, on my most recent CD, I have that song Spilkes that actually not only has Robert Ginsberg's real name, but he actually does a little part
right
on the recording. So although the song itself is a fantasy. But
that's in good fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert,
oh, absolutely.
You know, Robert's not bothered. Well, I shouldn't speak for him, but he's not bothered by that.
Yeah. Well, in 1998, the first CD that I recorded up here, and it was sort of right when I was moving here from Austin also, I recorded a song called Who Even Cares About Love, and it was about the divorce of two good friends of mine down in Austin. And while I didn't mention any names, a lot of the mutual friends in Austin knew exactly who the song was about, and the people involved knew who the song was about. And sometimes I joke that, you know, that was one of the reasons I left Austin, was because I was writing these songs that were, you know, right out of people's lives, and they asked me to leave town. But I've done just as bad up here, you know. So
I think worse.
My song "Don't Gossip in the Sauna" was based absolutely on a situation with a person who used to live in Fayetteville, who actually moved to New Mexico shortly after I wrote the song. I don't think it was because I wrote the song making fun of her and her sauna, but it could have been. You never know.
Emily Cates, responsible for keeping Mayflower and U-Haul in business. Well, do you mind playing something that won't chase anyone away?
I don't think this will chase anyone away.
Okay.
I told my mom, I promised Dad, I wouldn't use four-letter words when I got mad, or take the name of the Lord in vain. So instead of swearing, this is what I'm saying. Who gives a rusty left-handed good gosh almighty on a stick flying sideways in the sky? I wish you'd find a slime-coated trash load of glorified double-wide to stick in your purse naked eye. 'Cause you're nothing but a slouch-ways mealy mouse guzzle-butted layabout without a snout or a spine. And you can stuff that low-down lint-covered do-wack-a-doodle where the sun don't shine. When I am old and silly in the head, I'll be planning for the time when I am dead. I want this epitaph engraved on my tomb in tiny little letters, only if there's room. Who gives a rusty left-handed good gosh almighty on a stick flying sideways in the sky? I wish you'd find a slime-coated trash load of glorified double-wide to stick in your purse nakedy eye. 'Cause you're nothing but a slouch-ways mealy mouse guzzle-butted layabout without a snout or a spine. And you can stuff that low-down lint-covered do-wack-a-doodle where the sun don't shine.